real.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we is. Teacher Paul's them 4 terabytes. We got two of them. You got one of them that's already in there, right?
Yeah.
Is it reading that I can drop to?
It should be. Yeah.
Under what drive level?
This is the last one. You remember we changed out the drive and had the tubes on it?
Is that just sitting in there or you got it hooked up?
There's one just sitting in there.
Well, there's one that's actually hooked up?
Yes.
And you already transferred some stuff over to it?
Yeah, I put all the YouTube. All your YouTube
stuff
on
it.
You got one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody gave me that. That sounds just like you, other. I said, probably just. Go somewhere. Just go do something, bro. What do you expect? y'all got money on y'all? Y'all got funds?
We got credit cards. I got credit cards.
Don't y'all take first day off, man. Yeah, take first day off, get some good rest in. Sleep in. We don't go hunting. They got us doing our little wind tunnel. I told them, I said, shit, next thing we're going after the real thing next, damn it. Man, we had fun. I mean, my Easter, they had so much damn fun laughing at. Who was it, Marco and who else?
Oh,
Marcus. We, it's the laughing, though. Woo-wee! Bro,
I'm okay. Keep your sets low. Never do more than 5 sets per body part. As you continue to progress, I suppose it's somewhat natural to want to add more and more to your workout because your enthusiasm is growing and your energy is burning. However, perhaps the most important exercise you can perform. You won't be playing Marcus someday. Yeah, I got a couple I got to fix, too.
So we got enough, because we ain't going to set up in the back of a graveyard and stuff. Boy, these things are not good, boy.
I got the other one.
There's some good stuff, man.
Okay.
Okay. It works, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying we got, what, you're saying about 30 ounce meat pictures?
Truth about
him. Uh-oh.
much.
Think about who does that? I think we should concentrate on this stuff. What do you think? I think y'all mean business, man.
Yes,
I know one thing. I bless him and I love him.
Yes.
Pastor Muir, bless y'all up at Straightway Ghost and thank you for the offering. Hallelujah. It is well needed in the work of the ministry, and we appreciate you being faithful every single week. They contribute to the work of the cause.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All you people that are anonymous, you donate by PayPal, Cash App, you're there on Patreon. The Patreon is kind of like feast and famine right now because you just don't ever know what I'm going to be doing or where I'm going to be going or what I'm going to be about. I'm telling you, man, I went to bed last night at 8 o'clock. I was up at 12:30. Did. So you know I did, right? I said, well, I guess I'll just spend a couple of hours going over the calendar. So I got the calendar sent back to Brother Steve because I ain't got to work on my phone ring. It's Kyle Sleep. No Easter. You understand me?
Hallelujah.
And so I had a good time. I had a time to really, truly, meticulously look over the calendar. So I'm sure that Brother Steve is going to get it out. Send a couple pictures to put on the calendar and stuff. I'm telling you, man, I personally know for sure, and blessed be the name of Jesus, we got the best ministry in the world.
That's true.
I often tell people going on over again, find another ministry that's more truthful than Straightway. Just do it. I challenge you to go do it.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's ever taken me up on that.
Yes.
Nobody ever. I was surprised, man. I got crickets on the teat seats. When I went over to TT this week, the fringes.
Yeah.
Was that a good explanation, though?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I agree.
Yes. Now who's going to be holding you to what they believe to be the law? If you got a covenant, the covenant, see, and the emphasis is what laws were added. I kept putting emphasis on that. Added because of sin.
Yes, sir.
The Ten Commandments wasn't added because of sin.
You're right.
The dietary law was not added because of sin. The feast days were not added because of sin.
That's good.
They were prescribed ways. You remember he said laws, statutes, commandments.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's good.
You see what I mean? And so when you start getting to the point where it says in Colossians 2:8 where Yahshua took it out of the way and nailed it to the tree. What? The law of sin and death.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Chef. Come on. When you sit up there and you pick those sticks on the Shabbat, did that not call sin and death?
Yes, sir. Come on, Chef.
Now we have a Ruach inside of us that compels us to obey.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
You know what I mean? Again, what laws were added?
Yes.
Because of sin. Then you have blessings and curses. You bless if you do this.
Yes,
you curse if you do this.
Yep.
That's cut and dry, man. And that Yah deserves all praises.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For not leaving us in limbo.
Thank you.
That's why he said, man, I'm 100% for Yah because he pretty much lays it out.
Yes.
And he never tells you anything that is too hard for you to do.
Yes,
never. But he does say the way of the transgressor is
hard.
Yes, and after that obstinate and unrepented heart, you treasure up for yourself wrath, tribulation, and anguish. He goes on.
Yes, sir.
And it all has to do with obedience. What? If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. What is wrong with being obedient, man? I see nothing wrong with it. I find no fault in y'all, and it makes no difference if I try to do it because it still ain't no fault. He's too perfect.
He's
too perfect. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Galen. And bless you out there in the Ark. Over in Arkansas. I used to live in Arkansas. Did I tell you I used to live in Arkansas? I used to live in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I think for about a year or a year and a half. Sure did. I live in a lot of places, man. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for y'all much needed donations there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Robert. Hallelujah. So the calendar's in the way, in the making, I mean. We looking at the board now, we do have myself, Teacher Shane, Brother Scott, Brother Britt, Brother JC, and Brother McNabb. We all gonna be tearing out of here next first day. We're heading to Alabama. It's going to take us about 6 hours, so it'll be about an eight-hour drive for us. We're heading to Alabama. We have a 50 by 100 block building we got to put up. So we can really feel like y'all. Now, for real, we can really feel like it's big time.
And that's 2 weeks?
Yeah. 26.
Yeah.
We are now 26 and I'm gonna cut that AC on, man. But I'm gonna tell you something, man. How big is Tabernacle? Tabernacle 50 by 120 or is it 50 by 140? I can't remember. I just remember being
50 by 140.
I don't know what it is. This building is either 20 or 40 feet short, but it is still a huge building. So I was talking with Elder Mitchell. We was in there brainstorming. And I told him, I said, man, because we ain't planning on trying to go back to finish the job. I told him, I said, brother, we ain't got no time for no BSing, man. We got, it is nothing but ass and elbows, man. We got to put down between 650 and 800 blocks a day. We got to lay it to the line, man. We got a lot. And those blocks average between 45 and 50 pounds a piece. That ain't no jump rope. You know what gets you a block is all that bending old one. You know what I mean? Y'all know that. And if you notice, we try our best to make sure we get to one community to another to help out. Now, Straightway, Wisconsin and stuff, man, we appreciate them because them brothers are going to put in the labor of love. Brother Ross, Brother Chris, and Brother Ryan.
Yeah.
And they one of the few communities that's actually come and reciprocated to the hub. They've taken up their time and energy and effort and time. Energy and effort. How long y'all been? About a month and a half now?
About a month.
They're taken away from their business, away from their family, been here a whole month, and they've been getting it in. Not one murmuring, not one complaint. Just willing servants. Just glad to serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. So strengthen us. Israel. But man, we're gonna ride that first day, man, and I'm telling you, man, we're gonna have to put it in. And the first light is on. First light, crank it up. It's on. I think the good thing about it is these are regular eights. Should have been nice if we would have. No. Should have been nice if y'all would have really truly thought about us and got some eight lights. I'm just saying. Because shamed off about 8 pounds. You know what I mean? 8 pounds mean a lot when you're handling a block. You think about it, man. When you lay one block, you done handle that one block probably about three times before it even gets laid. So if you land 200 blocks in a day, that's 600 blocks. That's not including the lifting and the moving around and the shifting and the climbing up and down. And that's why a lot of people lose heart. Your body will tell you real quick what kind of condition you in. You know how some of y'all do? When that pain starts coming in, y'all take off and run. You know I'm going to talk about everybody. If you're younger than me, I'm talking about your ass. You get no passes with me. If you're younger than me, you should be working harder than me. How about that? I got some young horses. Harry will be there, but I told him, he got to step in with y'all, man, because he's such a good helper. Ain't he a good helper with y'all? Shoot, he got some horses, man, and Brother Ray, same way. So I can't take all the labor from that. I ain't thought about taking Deacon Bell and Brother Rich to come give a hand. But then I want them to be laid up for 5 months. No, I'm real tall, man. You got to know the people that labor among you, man. Hallelujah. We're not there trying to grind people into the ground. I'm like, yeah, man, here's what it is. But like I said before, a lot of y'all would have took my advice when we were young. You wouldn't be in the place that you are today. Am I telling the truth, Teach?
That's right.
I told y'all when y'all, especially all y'all around my age, I told all of y'all what you need to be doing. And I'm still hoeing and toying the line. Y'all hear me, right? Well, Pastor, now, yeah, yeah. Listen, ain't nothing bragging when you put the time, energy, and effort in and you can do it.
Yes.
It's just facts.
Yes.
How many times you talk about me? How many times you heard me, son? Bro, McNabb say, lead by example. Some of us, we're self-motivated. We have a work ethic. We don't need nobody around us. We're still going to keep working. We're not going to drag the job down. We're still going to get it done. Some of us, we'll respect the persons. And we don't get no fire lit up on our ass unless certain people come around. And we commit sin. See, we'll never even know what respect the person will unless I brought it out right here.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
You tell me, and then 1 minute we say, man, we serve y'all. We don't serve man. Then why you get so motivated when man come around?
We
y'all are always around.
That's right.
I'm gonna piss some people off. That's all right. Good. Repent. I'm giving you an opportunity to repent.
Wow.
Man pleases, I please. I would be a two-faced hypocrite if I just started living and preaching like this just this year. Teach, but it ain't been like that with us. Go ahead. Go get it. Go get after it and stuff. And guess what? One thing I learned, though, Yah always prospers. He said he will bless the labor of your hand. So what if you ain't doing the labor? See, the days of being over with everybody blessing you and you ain't putting there nothing in. We got a lot of people that have done that. Stole from the Israelites. You understand what I mean? Ain't trying to learn. I had a brother send me a letter today. And he said, Pastor Dow, I saw, what do y'all call those things on Facebook? Where they take certain portions of the message out. Shorts. They put them on Facebook and they do all this kind of funny looking colors and stuff. They take out iconic sayings that you didn't even realize you were saying because you just up there in the moment.
Right. Okay.
Very profound, man. And one of those things was, look, a man has to be on his purpose. A man has to always be challenged. A man is never satisfied. He's always looking for new endeavors to conquer. He don't never get satisfied. A man is always striving. A man is...
Come on.
I was like, man, I said all that. I remember saying it, but that come out of him.
That's what a man does. A man is always looking. He never gets satisfied where he's at. He never gets content. He's always trying to learn something new.
Yes, sir.
He's always trying to, this quote scripture, right? Trust on the mark of the prize of the high calling of Yah in Yahshua HaMashiach.
That's right. That's right.
He's always trying to better himself. He's never satisfied because after he gets finished conquering one thing, you know what happens, right? What the hell you do? Just sit on your ass? No, man, I got to find something new to do. I got to find some new endeavor, something new to build. I got to do. I got to do something.
Yes,
I just can't be sitting here.
I'm talking to a room full of men in here, too, though.
Never satisfied.
Never satisfied.
If you got that kind of attitude, man, y'all always be with you. He'll always be with you. He learned his work ethic from me. My son, my first son, Chuck, he learned his work ethic from me. He tells them beavers out there in the world, he goes, what are y'all, he working in a factory making a lot of money, right? So he's out there and these people complain. He goes, what are y'all complaining about? We're in an air-conditioned building. It's hot outside. And we're going to make all this money doing this. You call it hard work? Oh, no.
It's supposed to be the mindset, right?
He said, I'm going to show you what hard work is. Go volunteer to work for my daddy one summer. Just one summer. That's all you need. Even right now, going, my daddy, 57 years old, go volunteer to work with him one summer. He said, I promise you, you'll come back into this plant. And you will never complain again. You will never complain again.
True. True.
And guess what? You built that way, you can pass that on to your son.
Yes.
Yes, sir. My little range right here, my little pistol range, right? I had this guy sitting right there with his little earbud. I said, you stay right there. Mom was over on the side over there looking. I said, you stand right there. Where you want me to stay at? Right there. He's 3 years old. Don't move. He's got the electronic ear protection on, right? Pow! He jumps a little bit. Pow, 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 pow. So when I got finished shooting, he goes, yeah! I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then he goes, what's that? I said, that's an airplane. He looked. I said, it's up in the clouds, man. You got this enhanced hearing to protect. You can hear everything. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yep. Yep, your day coming. You're going to be out here in a deer stand, too. You're going to kill a turkey and a deer. Yes, you are.
That's right.
You're going to learn how to butcher chickens. You're going to do it all, son. Every bit of it. You just don't know it yet, but you are.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Good.
You will learn that from your youth up. My son, Chuck, he taught Deacon Bell how to drive a stick shift at 10 years old. Mm. He was giving him classes at 10.
I would.
How to drive a standard. I tell you, man. You put boys out here, man, and turn them loose on a little small farm like this, boy, you wouldn't believe what they learned.
That's good.
Yeah! I remember one day I gave him a snake class. He said, what, a snake? I gave him a snake class. I seen a damn copperhead going. You know, you go back there got that wood pile back there, right? And, of course, it called hell. I ain't going to treat that damn copperhead like I do a damn rat snake. You know what I mean? That booger tried to bite you, man. And I was sticking. I pinned that booger, and I got his ass, and I took him up to the dining hall, right? I took him up to the dining hall and said, now, y'all see this? In this area, this is called a viper. All right, this thing, it is poisonous. I don't know if it'll kill you, but you don't even want to try it. Stay away. If you see it, kill it. Dad now goes, you see anything, kill it. You see anything, kill it. I said, Dad, I'm trying to give a class here. You know, I started talking about the diamond eyes, you know what I mean, and all the other stuff, you know what I mean? And then I let the thing go only to kill it, because I want them to follow his example. You know what I mean? Gabriel,
man, every once in a while there'll be a snake under somebody's claws or something. That first person they call Gabriel. Gabriel had bells on to go get it, didn't he? That boy just snake city. He'll sit up there and let this damn rat snake bite all over. Next thing you know, he's walking up down the road with a damn 6-foot rat snake. Just, I'm like, boy, you ain't got no damn sense, did you? Snake done become his friend. Now they want a threat.
I'm not lying.
Am I telling the truth, Harry? I remember one time he caught a little baby deer. Went down in the creek, caught it. Next thing you know, the deer is over in our corral. He's actually bottle feeding the deer. Y'all think I'm making this stuff up, man? I know y'all do. Y'all can't. Oh, no, no. I keep telling y'all, turns and balls are loose. In a good country environment like this, whoever they get married to, they got to never worry about eating a day in their life. You are always a country boy.
Yeah, can survive.
Can survive. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Come on.
He bottle fed that deer? He bottle fed that deer? I looked at him one day. I said, son, you need to prepare your heart. I said, because baby going to keep the traces one day. You can go out there and call that deer. You can even call his name. He'll stop and look at you. But when he gets to a certain age, the natural instinct starts taking over. Who knows? Bambi probably was on straightway chicken fried steak one morning. Who knows? You know, running around here, boy, just shoot them all. Let y'all sort them out. You know what I mean? That's what old paratrooper saying. Kill them all and let God sort them out. Damn maniacs, man. Huh? I'm telling y'all about real life experiences. But a man, he can never be satisfied. He is always improving his position. Come on, Pastor. Tell Frogman to chime in on this. Tell Ranger to chime in on this. That's why we always competitive with each other. We ain't giving each other a damn thing. And if you win, we'll be the first to say, what do you call that thing? We'll give you a little accolade, and then we stop your damn gas win again. We'll be right back again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be around brethren like that, though, because you get around brethren like that, and you feel that type of esprit de corps, that type of unity, that type of cohesiveness. Man, you can have a close-knit tribe, and them brotherhood right there, that's a true brotherhood that if necessary, they'll die for their brothers. They sure would, because they know that the mission is the same. Because we don't expect none of our sisters to ever go out and forge a damn thing. This won't be taking care of us, providing what we provide for them.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell the truth, man.
Yes, you are.
But it's something you literally have to flip the damn switch that's already, the switch is there in you. Well, you can be content with being mundane. You can be content being mediocre. That's when you start your slow, methodical death. Ain't nobody going to beat time. They call him Father Time. He ain't the Father. The Father's up there.
Yes, sir.
But you sure as hell can slow it down.
Hallelujah.
By not succumbing to the shit and the weakness that everybody else does.
That's good. Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Glory to the King. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're here to try to set inspiration and inspire a generation.
Doing
that. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
I went up to the house the other day, and there was Elder Doug. pulling the living shit out of all that plumbing, doing all that plumbing. I said, where your help is at? He said, help us. He said, I heard what you said. Hell, what you talking about? I heard what you said, man. We got to keep going. I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm saying, yeah, I did say that, though, but this is a big-ass house. You need some damn help. You understand what I mean? Hey, he didn't make no excuses, man. He's up there all by himself getting it done.
Praise
God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ranger said, I stalked a deer, so it might take me a while to beat 34, but we plan on too soon. Lots of lab, never quit. Never quit. I'm just trying to show y'all as men the attitude you need to constantly have. No matter what state you're in, you need to have that type of drive and determination in you. All up to your line, your last dying breath, you need to have that in you. You understand? I'm going to talk to us for a second, all right? Life is a gift. The Creator himself out of which life proceeds.
Yes.
He made him a body so that he could take away all excuse for man. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
There's never ever been a stronger man than Jesus. Sin entered into the world. And the only way we could ever be saved and have salvation is we had to have a man stronger than sin.
Yes, sir.
So by one man, transgression and sin entered into the world, then by one man,
yes,
deliverance and salvation. And when, y'all got to think about this. So when he was in the wilderness at the weakest point of his existence here on earth, breathing and living, we're talking about Creator now.
Yes, sir.
That's why I told you. What the Creator did was he made himself a body. He is the Messiah. He came here so he could take away all our damn excuses. And everyone that believed or trusted him, all you have to do is walk in his name. He got you. You don't have to overcome it. He already an overcomer. And when he's overcome, you accept his sacrifice, you become overcome.
Yes, sir.
And you get strengthened by what he has done.
Yes.
So he gets off into the wilderness. What's the first thing Satan did? Start tempting him with some of the greatest temptation.
Yes.
Boy, y'all better stop that arrogant shit. This is how strong our king is, man. He said, man, Satan, I can meet you on your turf that you stole, and I can weaken myself in this flesh by not eating a damn thing or drinking a damn thing.
Yes, sir.
And you come to me with what you got. You think you y'all, you think you're going to be like me? Come on with it. I don't know how y'all interpret this. That's how I see it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to meet you like that. How about this? You know you're the son of God. All you got to do, listen, if you are, just cast yourself over this hill before your head would even touch a stone. You know the angel's going to deliver you up. He said, hey, whoa, wait a minute, then. Hold on. That shit sound good. But it is written.
Yes.
It is written.
Come
you
on.
Shall not tempt Yahweh your Elohim. Just because you know God can, that don't mean you tempt him.
Come on.
Oh. Every single time he gave him the word, the enemy has come up with something else new and creative. Command! You know you're hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Command that these stones
He turned into bird. Y'all get what I'm saying? He is at his weakest point, weakest state. And we're walking in this place. That's why I think life is a gift. Don't y'all understand something? There's not one angel that has ever had the opportunity to walk in this flesh, breathe life like we have. That's why y'all going to give us charge over them.
Come on.
Yeah. They're waiting to fight on our behalf. Yeah. They're for us. Yeah. We don't ever call them for nothing. We better just dig out every damn thing. We got clear. Say, you pass all your care for me while I care for you. Y'all see how I read this. I get this. I interpret this, man. It brings strength to me, man.
Hallelujah.
It brings nothing but strength to me.
Amen.
If I can trust him in life, then I can trust him in death.
Hallelujah.
And if you're in him, you'll never die. You just have a moment.
Come on,
just a small moment, just one breath between here and eternity. And what a fool people are and going to be to give up eternity for this mess of politics. There ain't nobody stronger than Yahshua.
Hallelujah.
To take upon him the sins of the world, you know it was great because we've all sweated before. But we ain't never sweat blood.
Yeah.
We ain't never sweat no blood.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that he resisted sin. That the blood coming out of his pores. And y'all don't think it's a great weight.
Yes.
Well, you don't think it's a great weight because you're so damn weak, you always give over to sin. You don't even fight. You just submit. And you claim Messiah.
Mm.
It's your advocate.
Mm.
Yet you ain't trusting in him.
Jeez.
That's why she said, see, when you strong, you don't make no damn excuses.
Yes,
when you weak, well, we all in the same damn boat. No, we all ain't in the same damn boat. Some of us would step out of a boat and get on the water. So
rest
of us in a long time to the past, we going to stay in a damn boat.
All right.
You tell you, that is about attitude and mindset.
Yes, sir. Come on, Chef.
Did somebody say, I'll put a throw the mark of the prize of the high call of God in the Messiah?
Yes, sir.
Y'all sure the Hamas yet?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean you press? When you press, the only thing you do is enter it into the press that has already been overcome and the victory's been there.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir.
All you got to do is walk in it.
Walk there in.
Hey, you find it difficult to walk into that.
Come on, yes. Wow. I mean,
where is the wisdom of this world? Where is the wise man?
Man, gee. Hallelujah.
They ain't never been and never will be nobody like the king.
Hallelujah.
When he said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall bow, he and me exactly what it is, including Satan, him,
ever.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, sir. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be damn short. I'm going to be in the kingdom. I'm going to be damn short in every knee bow, too. Cause I'll be there putting my head on the back of your damn neck to resist while I'm there. Damn it. Shit, I'm for the king.
Yeah.
I know what he did for me.
Hallelujah.
In 1993.
Ooh.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Jeff. You mean nothing.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Yes.
Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting this, right?
That's
all.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's why he gave us his Holy Spirit, because we need each other.
Yes.
Because he said, they without us, thank you, babe, could not be made perfect. We got a great cloud of witnesses that already done went on. They waiting for us.
Wow.
And they done gave us the answers to all the tests. The little literal answers on this. And I'm telling them, how the hell do you fail this?
Wow.
You literally got all the answers.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to live this.
Come on.
And fall. Myself to be the least of all servants. Brothers, have you ever seen me grab a broom and sweep up there in the home that's being built? Y'all seen it, huh? There's no such thing as a menial task to me. I'll do anything. Because everything is for the work of the kingdom. Everything for the work of the kingdom. And I don't differ nothing from a servant. I mean, I have so many reminders in the Word, and always, that's why I thank y'all for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Don't you be too sure of yourself lest you fall.
Yes, sir.
Comfort one another with these words.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Let no man think himself something.
Whoa,
but he is nothing. I got this word that he said he going to put down in my room. Man, it constantly is always there. So how can I be high and lifted up? How can I think about this? Now, you may think that I'm high and lifted up because you have a low base mind.
Oh, Jesus.
That's come on, Sam. You may think that I'm exalting myself, please. But if I'm exalting myself, bear with me a little while in my father. Just a little while. If you can, just a little while.
Praise
God. I'm the least of all men, but I'm the chiefest among pastors that you know.
Hallelujah.
I mean.
That's true.
Yes.
True.
Then I say it isn't all humility.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Isn't it nice to have a Ruach?
It is.
I'm trying to inspire men, man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to help save souls alive.
Yes,
for real. But boy, when you get some devils that slip in, y'all heard what I said over on Patreon. I'm not going to, and let me say something with all humility in here. Humility. Listen. My brothers and sisters, listen, if I, especially if I put something on Patreon, and it goes to the $20, the $50, and the $100 level, that's in-house.
Yes, sir.
You can talk in general, but don't bring out the house to the world.
Because
the devil is just waiting to blow.
Come on.
They're not in this regeneration or this walk. They don't get it. They don't comprehend it. We've been sanctified.
Yes.
We've been purified. We've been set apart. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean by being sanctified and being set apart? Man, we're here to be purged.
Hallelujah.
That's right, Pastor. You got some damn devils that slip in unaware, ungodly man.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you all knew the book, you'll realize I ain't been doing nothing but quoting the book all night long. From the first time we started this broadcast, I've been doing nothing but quoting the book.
Thank you. Thank you.
When he says he down here, listen,
oh,
this may be too high for a lot of y'all. I stopped that shit a long, long time ago. Do you remember how I used to preach, man? Chapter verse. Bah, 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 chapter verse. Bah, 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 I said. Is this some kind of pride shit right here? I actually said, if you don't chap the verse, chap the... You? Come on, teach. You've been with me a long time.
Yeah.
Man, I would chap the verse a four-hour sermon.
Yeah.
Every scripture I quote, I'll give you chap the verse. Chap the verse. I'm like, they didn't have no chapter and verses.
That's true.
So what the hell is really going on? I said, yeah. I even had Pastor Fox ask me, so what do? Do you just sit back and try to remember scripture? I said, no. I just read the word. I'm going to sit back and try. But how do you do that? He said, when you do videos, this is what Pastor Bob said to me. Do you do videos? Do you have all these notes and everything? He said, no. I just cut it home. How many times that's going down? How in the hell can I have notes? I got the phone sitting right here. I'm driving down the damn road, and I'm talking to you looking like this. That coming straight off the hill.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On the mind.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now, I may prepare notes many times here on this broadcast, and I usually tell you, well, I've got notes. We didn't use none of them. Not a one of them. And then we do use them. I usually get them and I hand them to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Trying to show y'all what it looks like to be led by the Spirit of Yah.
Yes.
And they that are led by the Spirit of Yah, these are the sons of Yah. This ain't got no damn... This is not a perspective who's on first, what's on second, and I am on third. We all trying to get home.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's right. Yes,
sir.
Right. Yes,
we all have a duty and a responsibility to get there.
Yes, sir.
Some we give one talent.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Some we give two. Another we may give five.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. Hey, he gave you a measure.
Come on. That's it.
Yes, sir.
And I remember... Paul said, listen, I know many of you think, I promise you, but we're not doing this. We're not stretching ourselves beyond measure. I believe I know my limitations.
Yes,
I do. Because I know your knowledge puffs up. I promise I do. I know my limitations. I'm not going to sit out there and start introducing shit to you and acting like I'm all in a bag of chips, only have the Most High Yah sit and come and humble me.
Yes.
I don't mind being humble by Yah.
Yes, sir.
But I think I'm intelligent enough to be able to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yes, sir.
I done made enough of my own.
Yes, sir.
They don't humble me enough. I know one thing about a righteous man. You can't rebuke him. You know why? You can't do nothing, not like he's already undone to himself. For all that sin to come short of the glory of God. How do you like being in that category? I don't.
No. Hell.
But it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So I'm in the business of pleasing Yah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May not be able to please man, but I can please Yah.
Yes,
I'm all up in the script.
Yes,
I'm up in it, man.
Yes,
I'm all up in it.
Never.
Woo! That's why I say, oh, no. Why do y'all think my videos have so much impact?
Yeah.
Y'all, all I'm doing is just including the word in everyday life,
yep.
And you wonder why you listening to me.
Yes, sir.
Damn, this man makes sense. You must have been chosen and ordained, but you don't like it.
You've
been listening to me long enough. I got a tackle box sitting right here.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yep.
Tackle box sitting right here.
Yep.
So did I pick this lure up and...
Yep.
Time up. It is good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is
some good stuff, man.
Y'all good.
Oh, y'all good.
Boy, Elder Craig goes in there having a hallelujah time.
Yeah.
He can sign me, can't stop, man. Hey, then, no, they have those people. Well, look at it. Look, y'all keep looking.
Yeah.
Look at him. Keep looking. Keep on looking. Focus. Need a range finder? We got one of them too. You need to find out how what the distance is. Get in there. Whatever, it's still, bottom line is, you ain't going to get past the park. You still going to have to grab a hold of the skirt.
Yeah.
On one end of your hoodie.
Yeah.
Y'all set this program, it wasn't me.
Yes, sir.
And that segues into what we're going to talk about tonight.
Come on.
But now we're going to get to the announcement.
That's a good intro.
It don't take much to get fired up, man. All you do is let the spirit. So, we got the block party. Everybody know that, right? We got this damn dead season. Man, I hate this shit, man. Hey, but we do have Passover is 2 weeks earlier. So if you have the last year's calendar, it's actually 2 weeks earlier than last year. I look, so I'm sitting up here, what the hell? See, this is how screwed up them Gentiles is. Everybody knows that February has 28 days, right? I'm looking at calendar, damn thing, it's 29 days. I'm like, what the hell is a leap year? I've heard it all my life. I'm trying to understand, comprehend a leap year. You know what I mean? I know for sure we down, so we got all the days of the year right.
True.
That I know for sure.
True.
All right, I believe me. The book says, and when you get everything together, it's 360. They got 365.
Yes.
Do y'all remember that newsletter I did that's got this big old blue moon on it?
Yes.
I spent almost a whole year studying on that newsletter before I even made it a newsletter. So don't tell me. And you don't see too many, matter of fact, you don't see all no more newsletters up there. I think, what was the last newsletter, 18? Something like that?
Yeah.
I got so many irons in the fire right now, it just ain't enough time in the day. Well, damn, Pat, if you wasn't sleeping, you could get shit done.
Try to save me. Oh, God, mercy.
Woo-wee! I still say, and I challenge anybody on this earth to find a better ministry than this one. I know that Yah has his hand on this ministry. I remain totally unconcerned about everybody else. I know he's all about the remnant. And there's a couple of hallmark things about the remnant. They have the testimony of Yahshua, and they keep his commandments. And just that alone right there, that makes us part of the remnant. We the remnant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, man, I don't understand how people can say that they're listening the straight way, but yet still they're not listening. So, I had somebody present the question, so you believe all melanated people going to be saved? I said, if that's the case, damn, all Africans going to be saved. You have to understand the majority of the earth is melanated people.
Sure.
So there's no way in hell all melanated. And why, right now we so damn mixed up and screwed up and cross-pollinated and every damn thing. How do you know?
You don't know.
I'm going to tell you who knows. He knows.
No,
and you know how he knows? He gives the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
Get that 529 real quick, man.
Come on, son.
Get that 529 real quick, man. See, now we're going to start calling out scripture.
Come on.
Jesus.
Right there.
This ain't got a damn thing to do. You'll be sitting up here thinking, you'll look at a person that has the same color skin as you, and you think that's your brother.
Oh,
with your deceived ass. Now, I'm going to say some hurtful things here tonight, brother. And you get S817. You get S817, you get Acts 5, 3, teach Acts 529.
Then, Peter,
and the other apostles, as soon as it said,
we also obey Yah rather than men.
Who you going to obey?
Yah.
Rather than who?
Man.
Now get Esther 8:17. Watch this. Watch this.
And in every prophet.
Whoa. So, let's define this real quick. We have Mordecai having a verbal spat and war against Haman. Trying to set him up, right? And we have the Yehudim that is in the providence of Xerxes, the pagan. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And Esther is being used. Can you believe today that people are saying, well, there's no way that a Yehudi woman will submit to a foreign ruler? I said, really? I remember one time even King David fought for the Philistines.
Yeah, he sure did.
Brian, I think there's something wrong with us, man. I'm serious, man. I think there's so much puffed up in this. Really. Come on.
And in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Yahudim had joy and glad wives, a feast, and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Yahudim.
You know where that's being written at, right? Pagan Ahasuerus.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, sir.
He made a decree. He couldn't go back on his edict. He's the king. He told them, y'all need to fight. After y'all gave such great deliverance and stuff, he sent many people off the land. What land? His land. What he ended up doing? They become Yehudim. Mm-hmm. Now what you going to do? We already have it in Nehemiah and Ezra day where we mix him with the damn people of the land and stuff, and he said, put away the strange wife and their children. The seed is all over the damn place. Keep Acts 5:29. We're going to read a little bit farther. Y'all get this, right?
Yes.
Y'all get on this, right? And so people think that Yehudim today, you can sit there and identify them just by looking at them. Yeah, that's a hallmark sign.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the damn sheep hair is a hallmark sign.
Yes,
but that ain't it alone.
Yes,
and you know what? Y'all made sure that we was in a position that we don't get to choose.
Yes, sir.
Read more. Acts 5:29. Read all the way to verse 32.
Elohim of our fathers raised up Messiah, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him as God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel as forgiveness of sin.
Verse 32.
And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Spirit, whom Yah has given to them
that do what?
That obey him.
Y'all give him what?
The Holy Spirit.
To whom? In Acts chapter 10, they gave it to the Ephesians.
Yeah.
Open Acts 19.
Yes,
and he gave it to the Corinthians. So you don't get to pick. You don't get to pick and choose. I'm gonna try. They called me. They said I use curse words. I ain't never cursed nobody ever in my life. I ain't even learned what a curse word was until I came over here. That's why I can truly say I've never cursed anybody in my life. I've never wished death on anybody. I've never wished destruction on anyone. I've never been so bitter and said, I hope you get the same damn disease and cancer as your mama got. I've never said that. Never. In my life, I've never said that. So you people think you know what curse word. Now, I understand what you're trying to say. You're talking about profanity. Who defines what the hell profane is? Because if I really, truly translate Elijah for you and Moses for you, and even Yahshua himself, y'all done. Y'all might as well take y'all clean-ass mouth and be good in your little utopia, because you're going to lose to everything. If you had salvation, you're going to lose. Because these were men. And they talked as men. They lived as men. And they died as men. Except on Elijah. And I don't think this generation even understand or comprehend it. Whatever the hell you think you want to believe. But I do know this. Y'all know them that is. That's why he gave them the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
They go straight, well, y'all been mixing with these Gentiles. Your ass can be a damn Gentile. You ain't got this Holy Spirit to me. You a damn Gentile.
Yes.
Come on. If you ask me, I'll take this brother right here and fill with the baptism of the Holy Spirit over your ass. Ain't got the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
What you trying to say, you got the Holy Spirit because you keep his commandments. That ain't what the book says.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know them that Yah says that he is.
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep saying over and over again. Y'all heard me earlier this week, Ryle, talking about the love of money is the what?
Root.
It's the what?
Root.
Most of you people don't know what a root is.
No.
You think a root is something that damn big. You don't know what a root is. You don't know what a root is.
Come on.
The root, that damn thing runs so deep. Oh, shit, man. Say it again, Tristan.
14,
15
feet.
That's what? But I think you don't. That means that is how deep covetous is. Did I say something wrong? Mike Israel, give us a break here for a second, man. We'll give everybody a chance to recover and catch their breath. We'll be right back here in a second. Hey! But see, that's how fast you can be under the unction of the Holy Spirit. A whole hour can go by, and you're like, damn.
If you like it, support the work of the
Oh,
Anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all get what I'm saying. Man, we got such a beautiful people in the ministry. We just do, man. I thank y'all for what I do. Because I get waking up. I can go to bed. I go to bed early quite often, right? But I get waking up in the middle of the night, and the first thing I start doing is start praying. How many times y'all ever heard that David will be on his bed and he will wake up and start praying? That's the first thing. I comprehend it. I get it. I understand.
Yes. True. Very true.
And I don't want to make the broadcast about this. I've talked about it so much, but I'm going to talk about it again.
Please.
The one thing you cannot get Israel to do, which it just does, I don't know, it just don't make no damn sense to me as much as we talk about it. When are we going to start saying our words, making affirmations, and putting them out into the atmosphere?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Everybody else is making declarations but us. We all are spiritual. We all mute. No, one ain't a damn thing getting done. Ain't no declaration. Say the word on it. You ain't saying shit. You thinking. You meditating.
Yeah.
Say it.
That is over.
I mean, pull down, knock my damn neck out of joint, man.
Oh,
my. How many times you heard me talk about it?
Me?
Talk to me.
Yes,
we want to sit and think. You always still want to have some measure of control, don't you?
Oh.
Don't you?
Come on.
Here I am trying to encourage Israel. Trying to lead them the right way. And because you're full of pride, you think I'm trying to take some damn pride. I ain't trying to take a damn thing. I'm trying to...
Oh, God.
5 times a day, the Muslims are making declarations to Allah. How many times a day do you make a declaration for God?
Come on.
Oh, many times. And mind you, you got a pastor that reads the Quran. Look, I done thumped this Quran. Look, I want y'all to look. I done thumped this Quran. Yeah, believe me, I know what's going on. Did we not read a lot of this to y'all? Showed y'all what was going on?
Yes, sir.
What was it to say? And we ain't talking about no damn Nation of Islam either. That's bullshit. We talking about the real Islam. Oh, never mind.
Yes, sir.
Still talking about?
Yes, sir.
This is a people of another nation that's telling the people of his nation to submit to our nation. I hate to see the one king. Imagine what people say, Pastor Dallas reading the Quran. Damn, skip him reading the Quran. Just like I read your thing. Bondage break, I read or whatever the hell. I read everything and let the Ruach lead.
Definitely.
But the scriptures cannot be broken. Say it again. The scriptures cannot be what?
Broken.
No. We people of the book.
Hallelujah.
We the people.
Yes, sir.
Shema Israel. We the people. Oh. And then I get indicted. I get judged by everybody else because I'm just trying to inspire people to stay motivated with God.
Come on.
How much damn ass backwards can you be?
Come on, Chef.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we just read that many of the people of that particular province, that land, they became Yehudi. It's called conversion. Somebody say conversion.
Conversion.
And then I did a message, what, a couple years ago over proselytes?
Yes,
sir. Undeniable.
Yes.
I keep telling y'all, listen, y'all don't give a shit about what we think or what we say. Once he gives a ruach, it's about what he said.
Come on. Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you, and God know them that are. You may not know, but he does.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Dye, you don't look like no Yehudi. I don't give a shit what you think.
I mean.
Pay attention to my fruit and then.
Oh,
Tell me all you leaders your fruit surpasses mine. You want to test the damn boast? Get your best pastor, your best apostle, your prophet, all your leaders, and let's weigh the fruit in. Tell me you greater than I am in fruit then. Then maybe I can entertain you for a damn minute. But all you got concerning me is just words.
Word?
You ain't got no power. There's nothing backing you up. And let me get back into my humility cage.
Assholes.
Come on. Isaiah 56, verse 1. We'll read all the way to verse 6. Keep saying you get Isaiah 56, verse 1. McNabb, you get Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 and 7. Yah has always had in his mind salvation for the foreigners. He has never, ever, hell, I've read this so many times, I'll be like, I'll be a foreigner. Let me come in. I get a name
greater
than that or something up. Man, I'm with that.
Bert.
Reteach.
Thus says Yah.
What do you do?
Keep you judgment.
And do what?
And do justice.
For what?
For my salvation is near to come.
Now, only real true Yehudim is going to follow that. We don't want that obey commandments.
Yeah.
You say keep what? Judgment and justice.
Yes, sir.
Because his deliverance, his salvation is what?
Near to come.
Read on.
And my righteousness is to be revealed.
Read on. This don't get good.
Blessed is the man that does this.
And the what?
And the son of man that lays hold on it. That keeps the Sabbath from polluting it.
You can't call that straightway. Because we guard that Sabbath.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I know we guard it because we're always within our gates.
So we,
most of you don't even know what the hell a gate is unless you're behind bars. Don't get me started.
Come on.
Don't even get me down. Started. Come on.
And keeps his hand from doing any evil.
Yeah. So if we're in the gates on the Sabbath day, what evil are we going to do?
Come on. That's good. Gates are closed. Come on.
Come on.
Neither let the son of the stranger.
Stop. The son of the who?
Stranger.
Read.
That has joy himself.
Wait. What do you mean joy? Come on.
If the fiat speak, then Yah has utterly separated me from this people.
Watch this. Come on.
Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
So if the eunuch can't say he's a dry tree because he's been castrated, you can't say that Yah didn't join you to this people.
Right. Well, thus says Yah to the eunuchs.
That do what?
That keep my Shabbat.
That guards my Shabbat. Come on.
And choose the thing that please me.
You may not have any life in your balls or testicles, but you choose the thing that please me. Come on.
And take hold of my covenant.
You take hold of my obedience by keeping my covenant. Come on.
Even unto them.
Will be what?
Will I give in my house.
Or what?
And within my wall.
Or what?
A place.
Oh, and a what?
And a name.
Better than what?
Better than of sons and daughters.
Now, damn it.
Come on.
You've been castrated. And y'all a damn life, man. But then y'all turned around and because you chose to obey. He going to give you a name better than that. Y'all need to highlight this. Write it down.
Yes, sir.
Highlight it. We'll write it down. So now you understand the prophecy where all nations of the earth make people to fear my name. Come on.
I will give them an everlasting name.
A name that only lasts for one generation. Just a few centuries. Just for their family line. And what is going to happen to that name that y'all going to give?
That shall not be cut off.
You got to keep reading.
Also the sons of the stranger. That join themselves.
Does that not sound like the prophecy of Zechariah?
Yes, sir.
You want to grab the hold of the skirt of Yehudi? That's what you're about. See, you white folks have had a monopoly on damn religion for centuries. Got everybody believing these damn fairy tales called Christianity. We seen the white Jesus hanging up on damn wall. We didn't give a shit. All we cared about being saved. Now, the knowledge of the truth is here. And then you got to find out. And we ain't asking you to bow down to no damn image.
Come on.
I ain't never asked you to bow down to a damn image. But bow down to the king.
That's it.
Yeah. Not to me. I'm not your damn salvation.
Hell no.
God is.
Yes.
I need the same salvation you got.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
sir.
See, that's what the devil does. He's confusing this shit by bringing all this arrogant shit up in the air. This cancerous shit. Watch this, read.
Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to Yah to serve him and to love the name of Yah to be his servant.
To be his what?
Servant.
But not only a servant, but to do what?
Everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it.
Stop. You ever kept Sunday? How about you?
I kept Sunday.
Yeah. What about you? You. Every single one of us under this damn strong delusion. We left that shit, forsook that shit, and we start obeying y'all by keeping his Sabbath.
Yes, sir. Yeah. This is true. Hallelujah.
From what?
Come on. And take hold of my covenant.
You'll get that, right?
Yes, sir.
That's like grabbing hold of the horns of the altar. We ain't let go.
Come on.
That sounds like, damn, that sounds like the town in Ruth. Remember Ruth and Naomi? No, where you go, I'm going. Your people are my people. Yo, y'all are my y'all.
Never mind.
I think the problem is, Pastor Ruth got some. He got some bombs up in here. I have put my glass on it. He got some bombs up in here. Ooh, wee. He got bombs waiting to go off up in here. Y'all getting this right?
Yes.
Stop reading. 7:6. And stop reading. For you are a holy people. That means set apart. That don't mean you're full of holes that you're leaking. That means you're set apart. Come on up.
Unto Yahweh, your Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you
to be what?
To be a special people.
Y'all get that?
Now, wait.
He could have chose
anybody. Take your time, Chef. Come on.
On the whole face of the planet. But because by divine fiat.
Oh, come on, right?
He made it. He gets to pick and choose.
Yes, come on.
And that's his right.
That's it.
Come on.
Read on. Unto himself. Yes. Above all the people.
No, some people.
Oh!
And you think the Western nations are going to accept that shit? Above all people on the what?
That are upon the face of the earth.
And what did Yahweh do?
Yahweh did not set his love upon
you. Whoa. He said his what? Love. Agape. Love. Love upon you. Nor did he what?
Nor choose you.
Because what?
Because you were more in number.
Oh!
He got the servants, he got the maid servants, all them covered. I'm like,
damn, the man is fouling every damn thing.
Mm-hmm. And then I figured out the reason why he did. You know the reason why?
Because
we're creating an image of God. We're supposed to be thinking like him, walking like him, talking like him. We're supposed to already know his will.
Yes, sir.
I was like, oh,
yes,
I can blame.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, they got everything. All we can saddle up with the labor.
I'm like, woo, how wicked am I?
Yes, sir,
I'm
weak.
Anyway, come on.
And
so what I thought, he gave you the T levels.
Yes, sir.
He didn't give everybody up in them T levels. He gave you
right.
He even equipped you to be able to handle and to take care of what you need. And you're going to sit and murmur to me. When I do that, man, I'm trying to relieve a little bit of stress from the flesh.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing when I do this.
Mm-hmm.
This wicked-ass flesh. Come on, man.
And love the stranger.
He loved the who?
The stranger.
No. Start at the beginning. What verse you at?
18.
Read.
He does execute judgment on the fatherless and widow. And love the stranger.
And he what?
Love the stranger.
He what?
Love the stranger.
Now wait a minute. This is the same Elohim that loved Israel?
Yep.
It says he loves the
stranger.
It says he loves
the stranger.
Yahweh Elohim loves the
stranger.
And what else?
And giving him food and rain.
You know I give him food and rain, right? You Israel, you gonna provide for the stranger he loves.
Yep.
Watch it. Read on. 19.
Love you, therefore, the stranger.
Right. So if y'all love the stranger, then you better what?
Love the stranger.
If y'all love the stranger, you better what?
Love the stranger.
If y'all love the stranger, you better
love the stranger.
For you were what?
For you were strangers in the land of Mizraim.
Beautiful.
That's just.
Beautiful.
Just. So who is it with all this damn hate speech? Tell me. That's why I can say, all of these my brothers, everybody in here. Because I know what y'all said my brothers are.
Yes.
I don't give a nickel's worth for rat that. Man, these damn brothers sitting up there dressed up these damn teeth and wearing these damn so-called, quote-unquote, rear frame stars, calling the Star Davis and shit. Man, you ain't no damn hell no, you ain't Israel. You are just solidified, you my damn enemy. How the hell are you going to step in and wear the same damn star that the Zionists is wearing? Ain't going to tell me you are us. As the old saying goes, don't tell me there's raining outside you pissing on my leg. How many times have you heard me say that lately? I want y'all to lock that in, though, okay? Because y'all may have to use it sometime. Leviticus 19:33.
And if a stranger
do what?
Sojourn with you in your land.
So if a stranger is with you in the land.
You shall not beg them.
Ain't that what Paul taught in his letter?
Wow.
Is that not what Paul taught in his letter? You gonna step in and vex the damn people who y'all is calling unto you.
Wow.
You ain't entering in what the Messiah said. And you prevent anybody else that will come in. And you cross land and sea to make one proselyte. And when you have made him, you have made him two, four more the child of hell than you yourself. That's real thought. That's tough talk. Pastor Mir, you still up in there, man? I know it's getting hot up in there. Read on.
But the stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born among you.
What am I going to do then?
Come on.
As one what?
Born.
That means that's a great possibility. You may have sons and daughters. I'm going to have sons and daughters. They may get married. And I'm supposed to neglect what y'all has chosen? Man, you people... I call this racism.
Yes. That's true.
That's what I call it.
True.
I call it straight up damn racism. I don't play that shit. I never have. I don't understand it. Never will. And can't understand it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes no damn sense to me. Now, to me, you lazy ass people, it probably makes all the sense in the world. Read.
And you shall love him as yourself.
No, no.
Wow.
So, wait a minute. If you're going to love him as yourself, now we're keeping the commandments. You should love
your neighbor
as your
self.
This game over.
Love.
That's why it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. Well, he white. Well, you black. Well, he brown. Well, you yellow. Well, he's righteous. You unrighteous. There's some sick ass people in the world today. You follow me? This shit. And that which is born of flesh.
Yes.
It is what?
Flesh.
But that which is born of
spirit
is spirit. And marvel not.
Marvel not.
You must be.
Born again.
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 That shit don't make no sense to me, man. It just don't make no sense.
From above. Yes.
Wow.
There it is.
Y'all get this?
Oh, yeah, sir.
Woo. I got my precious brother, Scott. That brother loved me. That brother loves me. I know it, too. And I don't hardly ever speak about it. I can just, he ain't got to tell me shit. What needs to be spoken,
yep.
What is already understood.
Yes,
yep.
He remembered the day when I made a trip all the way out to California.
Yes.
Him and Angelica sitting right there. Close as they could get. Front row, seat, second row, that they were right there. They remembered 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Guess what Pastor Dowell and Mother Carol was doing? Casting out devils, healing and delivering people. In the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning where everybody else is asleep.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
Wrestling with spirits, delivering people. In the name of Yahshua.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Enough, it changes course.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Her course too.
Thank you.
Wow.
They didn't have no children. Come here, man, start. Popping out children left and right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That brother just killed, what, 7 points?
10 points.
Oh, 10? Damn, but he got a damn moose.
Yes.
He got that damn deer like a moose.
Yes, sir.
He got a big ass 10 points.
And it's done.
You ain't got to tell me who loves me. I know who loves me. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
you ain't got to tell me who loved me. I know who loved me. I can't help. You can't help. But to do good to that family. That family has paid the ultimate sacrifice and given it up. They have done it. This land wouldn't even look half of the quality that it does if it wasn't for his wife, Angelica. That woman has got a damn landscaping hand from heaven.
Praise God.
And you look at, I was there at the birth of Judah. And that's why I can say, men, y'all leave that shit to the women. This shit. And then I thought I was done. Next thing you know, I'm over at El Donnie place. Delivering another mail. I'm like, my name ain't Ron Paul.
Oh,
my name's Pastor Dow. You know what I'm saying? This shit. Y'all women, y'all want to learn this shit because I'm done. I'm out of creep. I'm pissing. I'm shit. I'm not doing no more. I am not
first and no more children. I'm not doing it. No. Next thing you know, I got on son. You get it?
Yes, sir.
I'm led by the Spirit like anybody else that's dealing with y'all. He's no respect of person.
Thank you, Father.
Brother, you ain't got to tell me. That man, his family, they love me. That's not even a question. And I love them just as much. Matter of fact, I love all the Israelites. I love them all. Now, they may not love me the same, but I love them all. Ain't got nothing to do with them. I love them. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
Even the living. You know, she's going to get to the point where she's going to be chasing me around, all right? Elizabeth just be in her world.
Yes.
But Judith is so smart, man. She's so keen. Mm-hmm. It would be an honor if my son could be married to Judith. Because I know how she's being reared and raised.
Yes.
Righteously.
Yes.
Man, these are some righteous people.
Yeah.
You get that? That's why I say, Israel, we can only marry within ourselves. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, yes.
They're disconnected from our way.
Oh, yeah. No pollution.
It's bad. It's really that bad.
Yes, come on, Joe.
That, brother. You say 10-4?
10-4.
What y'all do with me? Is it a prison?
Yes, sir.
Good. He's learning mercy. And then Elder Craigle, he found a whole new unit far down refrigerator frame. Showed in. Man. I mean, just think about it. Just the searching out and finding that. That's enough in itself.
Yes.
Now we got this piece of the shit we got to pitch him. Out in DMV that was under your shy ass, this funky ass, your father. We got the communities in Georgia. They got to absorb that. I'm buying the trailer. I'm going to stick it out of here somewhere. You father. To get the brothers out of debt, which the damn devil crept in. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That shit pissed me off because we could be allocating them funds to somewhere else that has
other
necessity.
Yes.
We can't mitigate every damn thing the devil's doing, but we're trying our best.
Because
he comes up with brand new shit every time you turn around.
Yes.
But I know this, real true Israel, we together.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Elder Kabir, man, appreciate it because the brothers down here, they enjoying themselves. As a matter of fact, he ain't seen y'all. Y'all come on around here and let me see y'all real quick. Say hi up at your own family, your family up there in Wisconsin. That's Brother Ryan right there. Y'all know Brother Ryan. He got a dry sense of humor. He's good.
Shalom.
Brother Tristan, he acting like that, but he killing every damn thing to move around.
Shalom.
And Brother Ryan. Yeah, talk to your family, man.
Love y'all. Bless y'all. Shabbat shalom.
Y'all can see they doing good. Health is good. No strength is abating them. They doing real good. They're torn between staying here or leaving y'all ass. Don't take it personal.
I mean,
we just joking. Can I have a joke? Can I have a joke? Good God, they're going to crucify us, man.
Hallelujah.
Kabir said, we miss you guys. I'm sure you do. And Elder Kabir, man, he's been true to his word. He really truly has. And a brother now. Man, but we love our brother. Because to us, it's just like waking up the straightway every morning. You know what I mean? It is, literally. Except, who's the brother, so-called Brady, you said he Joe Biden the shit out of that?
Oh, gosh.
Josh. Make sure that Josh don't do no more prayers until we prove of it.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Jesus, help us, Father.
So Israel, listen, we're about 10 minutes early, but that's fine and good with us. But we know exactly, hey, bless you, the ark. Appreciate your offering there, man. Shout out to the gate. Hallelujah, we're here. Hey, we got your flag. It's flying on that pole every single day. The hood is up there. Flying every single day. And then, of course, we got a case. We got a fight and everything else. Well, y'all's with us. We're going to win. Man, don't y'all ever make or let anybody think that y'all has lost his sovereign right to pick and choose. That's where everybody, you know what happens is, right? Because people, they get so caught up and they get within, starting from Genesis, they say it is in Malachi. What about the Apocrypha? We read our books. Does anybody know where Jasher is? He's not in there. I still yet to see a copy of the book of Gad. I'm sure Gad has something to say. I'm sure y'all read about Gad. Well, where is he? We got every damn translation in the world. I want to hear what Gad got to say. You know what I'm saying? You got all these other people got all these translations of the Bible to us. Yeah, and you got the Ethiopians, man. They got between 81 and 88 books. We're sitting up here on 66 damn books. What the hell is really going on? What is really going on? And if y'all paying attention to what I put out on YouTube in the last couple of days, woo-wee. In other words, we want this way. Stop, stop. Try to get rid of the deflection. You see what's going on. Y'all get it, right?
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all pay attention. Listen, yes, I don't have all the information that the world leaders have and stuff. We get very minimal stuff, but don't worry about it. If what we're saying, it ain't nothing, they don't give a shit. Isn't that right?
Right.
It ain't nothing. All I do is pay attention to Tree.
Yeah.
The trends tell you every damn thing. Ain't nothing new under the sun. That's what the scriptures say, right? It's the same. These assholes are trying to do whatever the hell they can to make sure we stay divided as a people. Look, my advice to each and every last one of you here, you may want to go over and sign up on Patreon. I put stuff out on Patreon you'll never hear on YouTube.
True.
Y'all may want to do that. Y'all probably won't do it. We got, how long y'all think y'all got on this home up here? It's pretty complex though, right?
Right, we probably got three, 4 weeks.
3-4 weeks. And that, damn, I got to make myself available. So we got to cut the tails and everything and extend out a few of them, right?
Right, that would be the last one.
Brothers, I ain't got no hat, but I'm going to clap my hands to you. Because I've met some Israelites that have literally met Straightway's work ethic.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me, right?
Yes,
I've met them. Seen them face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball for myself. And mind you, I've known Brother Ryan hell of a lot longer than I've known Brother Kabir. Elder Kabir. These brothers have been in the faith for a while. And them, damn brother Tristan. Well, you can't get no more hardcore than that. If your black ass, if your white ass ain't circumcised, talk brother Tristan. This brother, he heard my word, read the book, he laid this shit out on the table, he circumcised himself.
Ain't none of you damn assholes got no excuse.
Tristan, bring your ass over here. Show up, man.
Show up. And that's what you call a stranger. That's an Israelite. Most of you can't even fathom circumcising your ass, you damn punk-ass people.
Bless my brother.
Don't give me that shit. He laid it out.
Hey, Hall.
Say it hard. That's what you would call it.
Yeah,
I have heard what this man said. Ooh. I have read this book.
Yeah.
Man, this shit's over with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got some of you damn assholes. Ooh. You think I'm going to marry my sons or my daughters to your uncircumcised Philistine ass? You out of your damn mind. It ain't happening.
Wait.
You still got to enter into the covenant. Because you know what? Circumcision was given and it was not added because of sin.
We up in hell now.
And I say that in all humility because I love each and every last one of you.
I thought I was hard.
I was going to pull out my leg in the field with a knife. He beat my face by a bull. Wow.
I get it, Ranger.
Yeah. Hey, again, and the sons of a stranger.
Yeah.
Come and get a name better than that of sons of. Don't y'all ever discount what y'all doing.
Yeah.
You can't discount what y'all doing.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form. I know one thing, that's my brother.
Yeah.
All the Israelites in his house is my brother.
Yes, sir.
And I care more for them than my own damn natural ass to file that.
Yeah.
About that,
I promise you, is the truth.
Yes, they can take a long ass walk on a short pier.
Yes.
That's where it's going down. Anyway, Israel, hey, I'll give y'all last word. Y'all got last word? I'll give y'all last word in the chat room. Somebody got to come up with last word, and we're going to roll with it.
Praise Yah!
Teacher Shane says, praise Yah. Sister Bonnie said, she typed big old facts. I'm just waiting to make sure everybody got last word. Man, bless you. Father's will, we'll be with y'all Shabbat morning. I don't know what y'all going to give us, but we'll be here. House of McNabb says, bless you. Bless you, y'all be your wife right here. Little McNabb, I guarantee he's probably asleep by now, right? He might be asleep right now. Hallelujah. All right, with that said, Israel, we bless you all, the sweet precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Central Standard Time. Shabbat Shalom, the King is coming. Bless you, my good Israel. Take it over, my brother.
Your ass ain't laying on them.
I mean, I'm real.
Is Brother Dwayne?
Brother Dwayne is still there. Holding on. And mind you, they're at the border. They're sitting there right there in Toronto. Ugly, Brother Ugly thought that he had them in his fold. Brother Dwayne said, now wait a minute, man. So you getting ready to break off from Pastor Dow when we all come in by Pastor Dow? Tell me what he's done so wrong. Brother Ugly couldn't tell him shit. Brother Dwayne said, nah, man. Nah, we stick with Pastor Dow, man. We ain't following you. Ain't no way in hell. Now you got Brother Ugly over there with Eric, who didn't have enough balls even. Brother, just tell me what the hell's going on. I ain't got no monopoly on nobody. You're against a free world, man. You want to go. But tell me, they in the Hallmark sign of the book, the weak and fleet with no man pursuit, but the righteous is bold as a lion. I think more than anything, kind of like a woman does today, they don't like the accountability. Because in Israel, you're going to have to be accountable. Barred. You can't just run carte blanche. We're going to have to be accountable. That's what keeps us righteous.
Yes.
I would hate to see what I'd be like without any accountability, man. You understand what I mean? That's why we need each other. It ain't said about taking nothing away from you. You got to realize who you are and where you are as a man. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
So, no, I'm all about Israel, man. Whatever we can do in advance Israel, what we're going to do for Israel, man, to hell with this wicked-ass world. It's already going to hell in the handbasket any damn way. All right, bro, Israel, man, we getting up out of here, man. You good?
I'm good. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be up there tomorrow.
All right, my brother.
All right, my brother.
Hey, off the bud and teaching all that, man. We have a trailer and everything ready for you, man.
All right, thank you. All right.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. King
God. Shabbat shalom.
All right, Chief, you got to cut that off, man. I don't know.
I forgot about
how to
shut
the shit. Ah.
There we go.
Wrap
it up.
Right here.